Michelle, how was that overall? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, really good response from round one for the girls, and that's certainly how we prepare to play. So it's really good to see them come out of the blocks and start that way as well.
The game was one thing, but the occasion as well, what was the atmosphere like out there? Do you feel like it looked like a good standard game? Do you feel like it lifted the girls a little bit, the occasion?
Yeah, I think they were really focused on the game right from, you know, our review throughout the week and preparing for round two. So they were really focused on the four quarters and coming to play and preparing really well to play. So I was really proud of them in that regard. And them to stay focused on the way that we play was really good. And, you know, no doubt the occasion is, it's an incredible occasion and a really special day for our football club and women's sport as a whole. I think it's a really special day. So, yeah, wonderful that our supporters and WA community came out and supported today because they just made history.
You look like you tried to be really positive with your ball movement today. Like, they were moving it quickly. There was a lot of play-on situations, which could have been stop play situations. Was that a focus for you?
Yeah, certainly a lot of space out there, so we wanted to make sure that we were really aggressive with our ball movement. And, you know, probably the area that, yeah, they were great. They took the game on every single quarter, which was good.
What did you make of just the sheer noise of when a goal was kicked and whatnot?
Yeah, it was amazing. Certainly in that fourth quarter, the chant of Frio, when that went up, it was a really special occasion and no doubt a memorable one for everyone that played and everyone that was here.
Yeah, and it was a tough match as well. Lots of biffs and yeah, big bumps.
Yeah, I don't think you get through any AFLW game easy, but really hard contested fought footy and high tackle count as well, which was really pleasing from our end.
Could you talk a little bit about your midfield generally, but also specifically Dana Hooker's game today?
Yeah, she's great for us. She can go in the middle or also out onto the wing for us, but to see her win the contested ball, which is an area that she just works so hard on, and even her contested marking aerially has improved as well. So it's good to see her take that side of her game to a new level. But a fantastic leader within our footy club, and just the way that she prepares and goes about her business throughout the week, that's why she performs that way.
And Lisa Webb's debut on the wing, yeah, particularly her first half.
Yeah, fantastic addition for us. And yeah, off the field, an incredible lady, and yeah, on the field, just applies herself, does the team things every single time, and I thought she performed really well today.
How do you think your defence went? They look like they played really assertively. Like Ebony Antonio played with a lot of confidence and played quite aggressively at times.
Yeah, girls responded well from round one. I think there was some really loose lead-ups in round one, but we addressed that in our review. We addressed that as part of our training on Tuesday and Thursday, and then they applied it in today's game. So, yeah, I guess your performance is as good as you prepare, and they prepared really well.
Injury-wise, how did you come out of today?
Yeah, all clear, I think. I know that. Yeah, all clear in what I've been told.
Did you take heed of the AFL directive at all midweek to sort of speed up the play a little bit, or was it just very much still the contested style that you usually see?
Yeah, I thought it was a really open, I thought it was a fantastic game of footy. I look forward to watching it back, but yeah, from my end, I thought we used the space, we opened up the ground, and it was a lot more free-flowing, and there were certainly a lot of one-on-one contests.
Was that an intentional step from you guys, or was it just the way it sort of panned out?
It's the way that we're playing as well, so there wasn't, yeah, it was a good conversation to have during the week, but there wasn't a whole lot of changes on our end.
Lara Filicamo came out of your team and then came back in when there was an injury. Good response from her, given that she was, you know, 30 in your best and fairest last year and omitted from the team after round one.
Yeah, I think she put up her hand throughout the week. Wasn't really happy with her performance in round one, and the way that she took on the feedback was fantastic and applied herself at training and, you know, put her hand up and owned up to her performance. And I thought she certainly improved and took the game on today and was important for us.